This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I'm probably not a big fan of soy sauce, but a lot of Americans buy a lot of this stuff. Hickelmann's has been making soy sauce in Walworth, Wisconsin since 1972. Hickelmann is Japanese-owned, reported to be a $441 million investment in Wisconsin that has provided good jobs there. Hickelmann has been running TV ads touting the investment commitment of the Japanese company and of Japan itself, helping to provide jobs to the U.S. economy. What's going on here? The election of Donald Trump as president swept in a new worldview of the United States' relationship with both allies and enemies that is starkly different from what the world has operated under since Bretton Woods in 1944. Not all of the pickup sticks were in order before the election, but most recognize that the prior world order has been tossed into the air, and there will be a new sorting out as to relationships with the United States and the United States with the rest of the world. Most global institutions, the UN, IMF, World Bank, have functioned because of committed U.S. support, which is no longer assured. Just because you were our buddy before doesn't mean that you will be our buddy now. And even our enemies, such as Russia, were sensing a different relationship. To be our friend, countries will have to re-earn that designation, and that will require providing some strategic reason for the United States to accept the partnership. Of all countries, Japan was the most concerned about this. They depend on U.S. strategic forces for defense and U.S. markets for their commerce. Donald talked about putting tariffs on Japanese-made autos and complaining about yen currency manipulation. Japanese Prime Minister Abe was over here lickety-split, meeting Trump at Mar-a-Lago, trying to establish a personal relationship with the new president. Abe gets it that new relationships are being established, and the concern on the part of Japan was evident. Japan is selling hard that compared to most other countries, Japan has invested more heavily in the United States in businesses that have created jobs and are using examples such as Hickelmann to sell themselves and their worth. I visited the World War II Museum for nearly a full day when in New Orleans at the RJO conference recently. The museum is the country's third most visited museum behind the Smithsonian in Washington and Modern Arts in New York. My favorite part was the exposition with a traveling exhibit from the Holocaust Museum on Nazi propaganda that I'll fashion into a future report. The point I wanted to make here is that after walking out of the Road to Tokyo exhibition there, it seemed astounding that today, 70 years or so later, that Japan is our friend and China is our contentious challenger. That wasn't the way World War II ended, nor what Japan at the time deserved. I am still angry at Japan, but Mao blew the post-war relationship with the U.S. with his communist insanity and Korean War incursion that Beijing still hasn't fixed with war or peace. You're listening to the Comstock Report. I don't think that the renegotiation of the Sino-U.S. relationship will go as well as with Japan. The bottom line here is that to be a friend and partner to the U.S., countries are going to have to sell their strategic importance to the United States. The need to prove their worth includes former allies such as the U.K., Germany, the Saudis, and even Australia. The United States used to provide the world with a lot of services for free, and that's not going to be the way it is done in the future. Under the new program, if the U.S. does something for you, much is expected in return. Trump would not send our military to protect Saudi Arabia from a serious insecurity threat unless he was promised some oil. That is why the royal family is off to Asia to cultivate new relationships, both commercial and strategic. Trump expects a great trade agreement with the U.K. to help it with Brexit negotiations. It will cost the Brits. Trump supports NATO only if the European Union ponies up. Trump appears to have no problem with the European Union unraveling, as together they are a stronger commercial challenge to the United States. Australia trades much more with China than with the U.S. Trump doesn't care that the Great Barrier Reef is dying. Australia has to prove value to the United States. It is like the U.S. terminated all agreements with the rest of the world that have taken place for decades, and they are being renegotiated. I think that voters wanted change when they pulled the level for Trump. And for many of them, he is doing exactly what they hoped. It will take a while to sort out the new world order. There'll be much more to this report. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.